Oh, are we ready to go? Okay. Good morning. Again, for the record, I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is June 8th, 2017, just after 9 a.m. If I can have the representatives for the parties to this appeal, and again, this is the appeal filed by the Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club, briefly introduce themselves so I know who is representing the parties to the appeal.
Executive Officer, how should we address you?
Madam Examiner or Ms. Drummond, either
okay,
is fine.
Well, thank you. My name's, again, Marcus Carter. I'm Executive Officer of Kitsap Rifle Revolver Club. To my right is Marshall Denny. He is a club member and a committee member, legal committee and a permitting committee. We also have several members of the club with us that are expected to potentially testify.
And then for the planning department.
David Lineman, Fire Marshal, Deputy Building Official.
Okay, thank you. And then there was a question on intervention.
I'm sorry, ma'am, we have one more.
I'll just go to the mic.
Yeah.
Jeff Rowe, I'm the Assistant Director, Building Official, and Floodplain Administrator for the Department of Community Development.
Thank you. Is Terry Allison here? There was a question on, okay. Can you just step forward to him? To a mic, just to make sure we capture everything.
Good morning. My name is Terry Allison.
Okay, thank you. All right. So as I mentioned earlier, this is an appeal. The procedures on this are different from the administrative or the conditional use permit hearing that we just heard, in which we had public testimony. There are a few procedural issues to address, but once we do that, I think the basic format for this will be pretty much as set forth in the hearing examiner rules in section 2.11.2, where we'll probably have a background presentation from staff if staff is prepared to do that. That would then be followed by the appellant's argument presentation of their case. The staff would have an opportunity to address the issues raised. Then we'll have closing arguments from the parties. So it'll more or less follow the rules of procedure that are set forth that I follow for conducting these hearings. I have a question for the parties on the scope of the issues before me, because I think they're actually fairly narrow, and I want to get that clarified. I think first, perhaps, that we should deal with the intervention motion. Is there anything that any of the parties wanted to say to address that? I had indicated in an earlier pre-hearing order I'd give each party a few minutes, certainly no more than five, to address that. Well, there's a motion for intervention, and I hadn't ruled one way or the other on that. It's a little unusual because there aren't procedures in my rules for addressing a party who's moved to intervene, but it's not unprecedented in administrative proceeding to allow for intervention. So it would be within my discretion to allow it, although I would want to limit it because certainly the primary parties are the county and the appellant, obviously.
Because this is a permit for a pre-existing range, it's largely immaterial. To the extent that it doesn't directly address the process or particular issues in the permitting, to that extent, it doesn't appear to be relevant.
That was my concern as well, because this is a very narrow issue that's before me, and I don't have any discretion about, you know, whether or not the operating permit meets the substantive criteria or not. It just has to do with the extension denial here, and that's what precisely is being appealed. So, sorry.
Not quite. We included in our materials that there was twofold. It was the extension issue,
mm-hmm.
but the permit was also denied outright in some of their materials, and we do want to appeal that at this time.
Okay. I understand, and that is, you're correct, that is the wording on that, but it wasn't denied based upon whether or not it complied with the actual substantive criteria, but in terms of that 90-day extension And so it was essentially denied without prejudice, meaning that the appellant could reapply if they wished to do so for that that permit. And I understand this was the second time around on that. So
are we allowed to address the denial of the permit or not?
You can address whatever is within the scope of your appeal and within the scope of my authority, meaning within the scope of my jurisdiction. So, and there is wording along those lines. So, yes, you can address the denial piece of it as well.
I guess from a logical standpoint, it would be relevant that, for example, we can logically break our issues into two pieces. One are directly related to the technical issues of the time extension denial. And then there's a broader scope about arbitrary and capriciousness issues, reasonableness issues, and the permitting process as it relates. If we wanted to have any chance of saving, not making this into a long hearing, if we could separate after the county has a chance to do the reporting, we can address the narrow issues. If we get a ruling favorable on the issue of the extension on the very narrow technical issue that we're going to propose, then it makes some of the rest of it irrelevant. If we have to get into issues of arbitrary and capriciousness, then it's going to be a great deal more drawn.
Well, there's going to be one ruling. There won't be two. So it'll be one decision that'll be made on this. And the arguments do need to be related to what I have jurisdiction over. But you can address what the appropriate standard is. If the decision was arbitrary and capricious, you certainly can make that argument in this setting. Did the planning department have anything? And Mr. Allison, I'll let you speak. But did the planning department have anything on the intervention matter?
We are prepared to speak today on the very narrow focus of whether or not an extension should be granted, and that's the purpose of the appeal. We would object to expanding anything beyond that discussion today. We haven't prepared for anything other than the discussion of whether or not the 90-day extension should be granted. And to the extent that Mr. Allison has anything relevant to that discussion, we wouldn't object to it.
Okay. And then, Mr. Allison, did you have anything that you wanted to add regarding your motion? Okay. Would it help, Mr. Allison, if you were to come sit closer to the, would you be able to do that? Would that? Okay. So, if the microphone, okay. Can you hear me all right? Okay.
Mr.
Great.
Allison, how's that?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I want to make sure everyone can hear everything. So, what I'm going to do with regard to the intervention, I will grant it, but on a very limited basis to make sure that it's really any intervention arguments, they are very tightly related to the only issue that is before me and don't go to say whether or not the operating permit should or should not actually be granted in terms of its compliance with the substantive criteria, because that is definitely not before me. I think the planning department is correct that the scope of this appeal is very narrow, and that has to do with the 90-day extension. So it's a very, very, very narrow appeal and procedural. Frank, really, kind of it's a procedural ruling, really, on the 90 days. And they have, and it's anyway. I think so. I'll grant it, but on a very limited basis. Okay. So I think with that out of the way, why don't we proceed with the planning department. Did you all want to provide us a brief? And I have, by the way, just in terms of, let me make sure I've got all the materials. I do have a staff report and exhibits 1 through 13, and 13 would be in the staff report. I have a witness list that the appellant submitted. I have an objection to that witness list. And, of course, and there were a series of pre-hearing orders, a couple motions and all that. But in terms of the substantive briefing for today, I just wanted to check with the appellant to make sure I have everything.
At this time, we have other materials depending on the testimony brought forward that may be, we may ask to admit. But at this time, we're ready to hear the staff report. There's many of their materials that we'll be able to utilize
Okay.
That they've identified as exhibits, but we've got some others that it looks like we may be bringing in.
Okay. All right. With that, did you all want to kick off?
We have a brief statement.
Okay, great.
And good morning, Madam Examiner.
Good morning.
I'll have to hold this one up to make sure that we can all hear. Most of what supportive of our arguments for denial were submitted and are listed in the exhibits there. But just to paraphrase, we are here today to consider an appeal of the department's decision to deny a request for extension of the expiration date for providing requested information or corrections for permit application number 1604424, which is Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Shooting Clubs, Kitsap Rifle and Revolvers Shooting Facility Operating Permit. Kitsap County Code Section 21.04.200.F.1 establishes that applicants shall have 90 days from the date that the applicant, The applicant shall have 90 calendar days from the date of the written notification to submit all required corrections or information back to the department. The department provided the applicant with written notice that additional information or correction of the application was required on October 17th of 2017. Kitsap County Code Section 21.04.200.F.2 establishes the permissive authority to grant up to 2 90-day extensions of the 90-day period for the applicant to return requested information and corrections where, first off, the applicant submits a request in writing prior to the expiration of the 90-day period, and two, that the department determines that the required information requires additional time. The department received a written request for an extension of the 90-day expiration on January 12, 2017. The request was timely and therefore considered by the department. The department considered the request and determined that there was no reason to believe that an extension would lead to the applicant providing the required corrections or additional information. And on January 23, 2017, we informed the applicant that the extension request had been denied, together with the explanation of why the decision to deny was made. In making its determination, the department considered that the applicant had previously applied for a shooting facility operating permit in March of 2016. The county issued a request for correction and additional information on May 3rd of 2016. The applicant did not provide the required information or submit a request for extension or have any communication with the county concerning the application before the 90-day time period to respond, and the permit automatically expired. The applicant submitted a new application for a shooting facility permit on September 29th of 2016. The applicant used essentially the same materials presented for the March application. The department sent the applicant a request for correction and additional information on October 17th of 2016. The department heard nothing from the applicant, nor did it receive any of the requested information or corrections before receiving a request for clarification on January 9th of 2017, only 6 days before the application would expire. The department provided the clarifying materials, and on January 12, 2017, the department received a request for extension from the applicant. None of the requested information or required corrections was provided. The applicant has established a history of not being responsive to the department's requests. The request for extension of the second application was received only after the department had reminded the applicant of the expiration date. The request was made at the last minute. The first application expired without any communication from the applicant. The applicant had knowledge of what was required for the application review for an extended period of time. The applicant had approximately 300 days from the date they first submitted their March 2016 application until the September application expired in January. The applications were essentially the same, and the requested information and needed corrections were essentially the same. The only communication received by the department concerning the application was a request for clarification just 6 days before the second application expired. These things led the department to conclude that the additional time would not result in receiving the required information or corrections within another 90-day period, and the request was denied. The applicant was advised of their right to submit another application. And that's all we have.
Thank you. And the appellant, did you all wish to go ahead and provide maybe perhaps a start with a summary of your argument or outline your argument?
Well, there's certainly several items that Mr. Lynam brought up that are issues that will need to be dealt with. I think perhaps as we go through the staff report or at the end of that, that may be the time, because I understand we're going to get to question county staff over the staff report and the denial, if that's correct.
Yes, you can question county staff who have information that is relevant to this appeal. Yes.
Understood. Thank you. Mr. Lynam and county seem to be wanting to merge together a couple of different applications, when the application that we are dealing with here was declared by Judge Roof to be new and begin here on September 29th of 2016. This was the very first request for a 90-day extension of time that we had requested. County did not respond when we requested the extension of time as to find out whether any information would be available, and Mr. Lynam clearly, as will come out, stated that they would not accept anything piecemeal, was the term that he used, but that it had to all be put together as a complete compilation. He's also characterized the second application as essentially the same, when it had 24 completely new pages of information, four maps that were drawn to try to assist the county, and again, in the words of Judge Roof, was a new application that starts right here. I think at this time we'll just proceed with however the hearing examiner would like to in hearing the staff report, and we'll see where that goes from here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Allison, did you have anything to add? And remember, this is narrowly focused on the appeal that's actually raised, not compliance, substantive compliance.
Excuse me, can you please speak into the microphone?
Oh, yeah, we want to make sure. Can we get you a microphone, or does he have a microphone? Okay, yeah, that'd be great. If you come up here, then we'll capture everything.
We can come up here.
Understood.
Sure, be fine. You sit. That would
be good. As long as we can capture it, that's fine.
This works too. Is this function? I'd use this one.
Okay. And if you can, I apologize, but if you could start at the beginning, just in case we missed what you had said briefly.
Yes. So. It has been, in essence, I believe today, the 803rd day since this permit was required. Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club sat on the committee that developed the original permit, county ordinance. The club has had multiple opportunities to address the issues by the county. The amount of paper, and I am short of breath, I apologize. The amount of paper that's been submitted does not address the containment issues, which is the major problem I believe that everybody has with this. And that's the end of my comment.
Thank you, Mr. Allison. Okay. In terms of next steps on this, we have heard from the County Planning Department and their summary of the staff report already, unless there's anything that you all had to add on that. So I think it's the appellant's opportunity now to call any witnesses that they would like to call today.
Yeah, at this time, I'd like to call Barbara Butterton.
If you can state your name for the record, I'd like to swear you in.
Okay. Barbara Butterton.
And you swear to tell the truth today.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Barbara, could you spell your name for the record,
please? Yes. First name is B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Last name is B-U-T-T-E-R-T-O-N.
And you're familiar with Kitsap Rifle Revolver Club?
Yes, I am.
Do you hold any positions with Kitsap Rifle Revolver
Club? Yes, I am secretary, and I'm also chair of the application permit committee.
Thank you. How long have you been a member with the club?
It's coming on 4 years now.
And have you been involved with the permit committee since its inception?
Since the beginning of 2016, yes.
What sort of time has been spent working on this permit request from the county, permit demand?
From the first committee, I would say we spent a total of over 200 hours to assemble all that information. Since then, we've had 8 to 10 people working on the answers to this permit, and I would say another 200 to 300 hours.
Had you had any communication with Mr. Lynam?
Not before I sent the request for clarification.
But you were involved with the committee, the permitting committee, prior to that?
Yes.
Were you involved with the permitting committee with application 1601041?
Yes.
That was the first one. Did Mr. Lynam send out a review summary and information request?
I'm guessing it was from him. It had no cover page. It did have about 11 or 12 pages of information he wanted. And then it said in the back that if we had any questions to contact him.
I'm going to hand you what does that document look familiar to you?
Yes, it does.
And pardon me, I want to see what staff has admitted. See if this is in there. Okay, this is I believe, does staff have the exhibits handy that they've listed?
Yes, I do.
You have all of them here with you. I'm looking for exhibit number two. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hand to you the staff's exhibit list. Pardon me while I try to figure it out. What they have listed as exhibit number three. There's a couple of cover pages I know we haven't seen. Let's just go with that.
Yes.
Does that appear to be that initial review summary that you have that you're familiar with?
Yes.
In that summary,
can you identify is this exhibit two or three from the staff report?
This is, pardon me, it is exhibit three.
Okay.
Again, there's a couple of pages that we have not seen before. I think it may be just how it's listed in the computer or whatever on the top of that, but where it starts at review summary and information request application. Does that appear to be the one that Mr. Lynam or that we that the club worked from to try to fulfill?
Yes.
From the time that the club received this, did they work at trying to fulfill these?
In our volunteer status, yes, we did.
If I can, on the last page of that report, again, it doesn't say, the report itself doesn't say it's from Kitsap County. It doesn't say it's from any sort of Kitsap County official. It just says from David Lynam, Fire Marshal, Deputy Building Official, with a phone number. But the very last the last two sentences where it starts at Kitsap County DCD only accepts information to this request in its entirety. How did you as a permit committee chairman take that information?
When we took a look at it, we knew that in order to answer all his concerns, we would have to completely finish with our review and summary and submit it all in one package.
In fact, isn't it also reinforced where he says in the next sentence that piecemeal items will not be accepted?
Yes.
And that was, you were aware of that statement in this document?
Yes, I was.
On the first page of that, the I believe it looks like the second sentence. It starts, the clock is stopped on this review application as of 5/3/16, and no further work can be completed until the information is received. What did you understand that sentence to mean?
I read that sentence and felt that it was saying that they had set it aside until we could get all the information into them.
It's because the information was fairly daunting, wasn't it?
Yes.
Was there any, throughout this document, was there any notification as to where in the Kitsap County Code that there might be a 90-day time frame for that the club was still responsible for?
No.
So even though from the permit committee's standpoint, it was clear to you that the clock had stopped, whatever that means, and we may get to Mr. Lynam here in a little bit, did Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club stop gathering information?
No.
In fact, the committee actually continued on and worked at assembling this information, did it not?
Yes, we did.
Item number four, exhibit item number four, appears to be a notice of expiration, if you have that there.
Yes.
Do you recall seeing that document?
Yes.
What did you think when you received that?
I was a little shocked because I was completely unaware that this type of thing would be required. I'm a volunteer. I am not a contractor. I don't delve into the county codes. So it put a little bit more of an expedite on what we were doing.
Okay. Item number five is the, it says application shooting facilities operation permit. I'm showing a date of 9/26/26.
On the one that I have here under number five says received March 16th, which would have been our first one, 16-01041.
Okay, this is exhibit number 5 is listed as 1604424 application. Is that not correct then in their exhibit? Believe me, I understand it's tough to keep this stuff straight.
No, this one is not the one that was submitted in September.
Okay. So we're going to have to make some correction at that point. And the date says 09-26 of 26. So, again, there's some confusion there as to what that exhibit is. So maybe here at a break in a little bit, we'll see what we can find out. Did Mr. Lynam give you any notice on that first one that an extension of time was possible?
Not in the correspondence that I read, no.
Did you or the club receive any correspondence from the committee or from DCD asking as to where we were, as to gathering the information, how much had been gathered? Was there any correspondence from Mr. Lynam or DCD?
Not that I'm aware of.
So after receiving Mr. Lynam's review summary, the very next document we received from DCD was simply the notice of expiration.
Correct.
So at that time, what did the club do?
We took the information we had, and as I said, because we're a volunteer organization, people have day jobs. We started meeting some evenings during the week to try to facilitate what we did have.
Were there other legal issues that the permit committee needed to deal with during that time period?
Yes, we do have basically two lawsuits going on with the county. And part of our first lawsuit, we had to address the site development activity permit in addition to this permit. So it was a juggling act.
Understood. Okay, exhibit number 6. Would you take a look at that, please? I have it listed here as the application summary.
Yes.
Okay, and that's Mr. Lynam's second review summary, is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, when application 1604424 was submitted, was that submitted as a brand new application?
Yes, it was.
Was a fee paid by the club as if it was a brand new application?
Yes, it was, $500.
Was any additional information, was it the same permit that went in as the first one? Was it?
No. One of the issues that Mr. Lynam addressed was we had grouped some of the bays together because of their similarities. He preferred to have them separated. And he also questioned whether or not our measurements were correct on our berms and backstops. So we went through and completely did new sheets on bays 1 through 12 and bay A and double, triple, quadruple checked our heights. In fact, calling in a member who has survey qualifications out of California to help us out to make sure our measurements were correct.
And that that club member, I believe his name is Dan Daniels?
Yes.
I believe I read somewhere in Mr. Lynam's material that our own engineer disagreed with our numbers. Are you aware of that at all?
No, I'm not.
In fact, Mr. Daniels, as part of the permit committee, actually confirmed that our numbers appeared to be accurate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
On that, when we applied for 04424, did Mr. Lynam once again make the claim that our numbers were not correct on our berm heights and between the sheets we had and the
yes, maps? Yes, there was reference to that.
with that summary, that second summary, did Mr. Lynam's second summary look very similar to his first one?
Yes, it did.
Did it, in fact, request information that had already been provided or answered?
I felt that there were some parts that, yes.
Is it your opinion that both applications contained sufficient information to process the application to be inspected and to be approved?
Yes, I did. I felt that, especially after the first one, where we meticulously made sure that we had all the information that was submitted in an orderly fashion. Yes, I felt it was complete.
With that second, with that permit 04424, did the permitting committee continue their work on a regular basis to provide the information?
Yes, we only took one small break in November to finalize our SDAP information for our first court appearance.
But other than that, work was regularly done, not just on Wednesdays is what you had mentioned.
Right.
Were there other times that members came out to help verify, gather information?
Yes, Dan Daniels and Dorothy Odell came out and actually did the surveying with the equipment. And I know that there are many people who did work, shall we say, off the clock at home to do research and make sure that we had the correct information and adequate information for the summary review.
Such as the latest copies of rules and safety regulations for sports, things of that nature.
Yes.
In the process of filling out those applications, was there a guideline that you used for filling out the application? Because this was a new code.
Yes, we used Paulsbo Sportsman's Club application as a template. They had already been granted their permit.
Mrs. Butterton, I just handed you a small stack of papers. Do you recognize that the documents I just handed you?
Yes, this is the documentation we got from the county when we requested the public disclosure information on their permit. They sent the complete application that Pulsebo submitted plus two drawings.
So that was the relayed to you, to us, to the club, as the complete package that Pulsebo submitted and had their permit approved from.
That was my understanding, yes.
You know how many other range permits have been approved in this county?
This is the only one that I'm aware of.
And Paulsville Sportsman's Club actually helped to write that code that the county is going by, 1025, is that correct?
That is my understanding, yes.
In reviewing Mr. Lynam's summary and Paulsville Sportsman's Club's documentation, did you find that there were things that Kitsap Rifle Revolver Club was asked for that Paulsbo was not?
I think one of the major things, and we have six binders there for proof, is the fact that we were required to have the sports shooting events that we have practiced at Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club since 1926. So we had to look up all the manuals that they had for the different sports. And like I said, we have six binders worth. I did not see anything in Paulsbo's where they required anything having to do with, and they list specifically cowboy action in their paperwork.
Through looking through Paulsville Sportsman's Club's documents as the guideline that Kitsap was using, were they even ever issued a review summary or request for information?
It doesn't appear to be so, no.
Even though there was information that county staff requested in the review summary, and we didn't find it within the Paulsville Sportsman's Club guide, if you will, did Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club not work on those items, or did they work to try to satisfy the review summary and information request?
We definitely tried to satisfy the summary review, not only with the additional material, but also doing the research into some of the issues that Mr. Lynam had brought up.
So, Mrs. Butterton, how closely did you follow in the initial application we put together? How closely did you follow the Paulsville application? Was it general, specific? How closely did you follow it?
We tried to mirror point by point. We had some things that were a little different than theirs, but usually we tried to do point by point.
Okay, did you make that decision by yourself, or just point-by-point analysis? Were there others involved in making those decisions?
There were others involved in the decision.
And did these take considerable time to assemble?
Yes, it's once was described as herding kittens. So, yes.
Pardon me. The county would like to enter an objection. The program today was not to be represented by attorneys, and having the club's attorney do direct testimony is a violation of that earlier agreement.
There are no attorneys present at this table.
I'm sorry. It was presented to me earlier that you were representing the county?
I'm the chairman of the legal committee. I am not a lawyer.
No.
Okay, back to the issue. So you went through this piece by piece. How many total hours in dealing with the initial application are you aware of in your presence, your own plus the others that work with you? How many man hours would you estimate?
I would say 200 to 300 hours.
And as you went through this item by item, did each item get a very short period of time and an immediate conclusion, or was there debate and argumentation?
There was debate and argumentation and discussion, and yes.
Were you given a, as the chairman, the permit committee chairman, were you giving a marching orders, if you will, as to what this document needed to be in comparison to the Paulsville Sportsman's Club?
I was not giving marching orders, but I will tell you that I wanted to at least make sure we met and exceeded what Paulsville had submitted because of our history with the county.
As an adversarial relationship with the
county. Yes.
Do you feel that Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club indeed did that, exceeded Paulsville Sportsman's Club's document and materials?
Yes, I do.
How big was our application, initial application, compared to Paulsville's application?
Should be in a binder. I have it over there.
Okay.
This was our submitted application. This is called an application.
And how many times bigger would you say ours is compared to Paul's boats?
I would say that we probably have 2 to 3 times the number of pages they have.
Okay, if we go back to the at this point, again, I thought we had a binder copy like we had. And I thought we grabbed one. We may, if we take a break here after a little bit, I think we may have a copy to admit as evidence of what Ms. Butterton just looked at.
You mean a copy of the application?
Of the application.
The actual one. Okay. I think it was intended to be in the record. It looked like there was an error there. In terms of attached to the staff report.
Correct, so. And that's why we want to make sure that that's fulfilled.
I'm sorry, we did not intend to submit a copy of the application for Paul's boat.
Right, right, no,
and I'm not referring to Paul's boat.
This is what should be, I think, Exhibit 5, which is the second application.
I can clarify that for you.
Okay.
I did not copy the entire applications for both of them. Those two pages are submitted as examples of Mr. Carter and I met in the lobby when they applied for their second one, and he asked whether or not the information they had provided before could be used again. And I said, yes, it didn't make sense to me to have to redo everything. And so we actually did use much of the same information from the first application to the second. And as you can see in there, we didn't restamp the days received. They were not intended to show both applications together, just those two specific pages.
Okay, I guess my question is this the number on it? It looks like the number from the original application.
That is correct. It is. They use the exact same form, the exact same pages that had been submitted earlier.
As a point of clarification, there were some pages that were in the first application that were indeed, we got notified by county, by Mr. Lynham, that they were going to dispose of those documents if we didn't come get them. And so when we went and picked them up, a conversation did ensue as to whether or not we needed to recopy everything or whether we could. It was inadvertent that the first permit number was left on the document. There was a second permit.
Okay, so that's inadvertent. So this exhibit.
And it was a different, and it was a totally different permit because, again, there was a lot of new information that was added to it.
So exhibit 5, just so I'm clear, exhibit 5 on the staff report is, in fact, although it has that stamp, that other number, is, in fact, 1604424, if I got that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right.
And that appears to be just part of evidently part of the document. That's not the entire application. Again, it's being used to help foster the county's theory that we've had 300 days to comply. Again, the date on that also is, I'm sure it's just a simple typo, but it says it was submitted or stamped 9/26 of 26. Of course, that would have been of 16, and I believe it was 9/29. So, again, with those errors or maybe some others that need to be clarified, and we would reserve the right to look closer through the county's exhibits as we get a chance.
So, later on when we had the second application, that was the time expired and there was a denial. When we found out that it had been denied, did we try to assemble something that was later presented and used in court?
Could you repeat that, please?
Sure. So the expiration of the application that we're one of the issues we're dealing with today, mm-hmm. We got that. What time frame did we get that? Was it before or after the deadline? When we were informed that we were being denied the extension?
It was, we received that before we went to court.
But was it after the expiration deadline?
Referring to the notice that the extension was denied. Was that notice that the extension of time was denied, was that given to us after the actual the 90-day deadline had passed?
Yes.
Let's look quickly at item Exhibit 7. It says request for certification. I'm not sure what that is. Do you recognize anything there?
On item 7, this is...
Exhibit 7.
Yeah, request for... clarification.
Oh, okay. Okay, so document in looking at the staff report under Exhibit 7, request for certification should have probably been the request for clarification.
Correct.
Just a typo. Okay, and that's 0917. Did you put that document together?
Yes, I did.
And why was that document put together?
We were getting down to the fine-tuning of our response. We had some questions we wanted to make sure we answered to the best of our knowledge and wanted to make sure that we understood exactly what the county was asking for.
Item or Exhibit 9, or excuse me, Exhibit 8. Let's go ahead and just go in order. Do you recognize that document?
Yes.
Could you identify it, please?
Yes. This is an email that I received from Mr. Lynam on January 12th and saying that he was working on getting the clarification together and also saying that our 90 days was getting ready to expire.
Did you have a remedy in there for... what to do if that 90 days was about to expire? Or state what needed to be done?
It says it allows the department to grant an extension so long as it is applied for prior to the expiration date. And it says you can't use money as an excuse. And the way I was reading it is that, yes, we had reached our 90-day deadline. January is a terrible time to have a deadline after the holidays, but we were working on it. We figured we had about a week or two left, but the code said 90 days, so that's what we applied for.
As far as a 90-day extension of time.
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't necessarily that the club needed a full 90 days, but that's what the code characterized it as 90-day extension.
90 days. So, no, when we sat down and were taking a look at everything, we 3 weeks max would have been the amount of time, but we figured 2 weeks.
Okay. Exhibit 8, or excuse me, 9, extension request. Mr. Lynam informed through his letter that an extension that either submit the materials or an extension of time to avoid expiration of the permit application.
Correct.
And had the club already, by the time we received that, had the club already determined, the permit committee already determined that chances are going to need a little extra time?
Yes, we did. And the letter was in a rough, just needed a few finalization and then it was submitted.
And so item 9 says it's an extension request. Do you see that in front of you?
Yes.
Is that a document you authored?
Yes.
And did you request additional time because money was needed or funding was needed?
No.
What was the purpose of your request?
Since we had asked for some clarification and we wanted to ensure we addressed the concerns of the county, we asked for the extension.
Okay, item and what, and that was sent in on what date?
That was sent in on the 12th.
On the 12th. Okay. I do believe Mr. Bynum noted that it, at least the time frame of it being sent in was timely. Whether it was approved or not is another issue, but at least it was received timely.
Correct.
Number 10, response to request for clarification.
Yes.
You recognize that document?
I do.
Would you briefly just describe what you think you see in front of you?
There were some things that I felt when Mr. Lynam answered by referring either to the code or some technical type of document. However, there were some things that I felt were more opinion than they were actual facts. And one of the things I can talk about is one of the issues is the drawing and getting clarification on copyright and that type of thing.
Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. On the first page of that document, if memory serves, Mr. Lynam also was very clear that the 90 days was fast approaching.
Right.
And that there was something that needed to be done, mm-hmm. or, and I think the term was unless this is done, your permit will expire. What were the two items that he offered to keep the permit application from expiring?
Basically, he says that case CC21.04.200, parens F, parens 2, allows the department to grant an extension as long as it is applied for prior to the permit expiration date. And that was the second time that he brought up that we could apply for an extension. The first one was through the email, and the second one was through this letter.
When you read that letter, the email, I think, was the day before or a couple days before, and then that letter, as the permit committee chairperson, did you take that as an offer to extend the permit as long as the request for an extension was filed timely?
Yes, I did.
If the club had been told that no extension was available, there was nothing in the code to allow for it, what do you believe the permit committee would have done at that point with the material it had collected to date?
We would have set it aside until we were told that everything had lapsed and then reapplied for the permit with the new material.
Okay.
So, Ms. Butterton, so at the time we filed the request for the extension of time, did what, other than the bulk material, the material that we actually created, what percentage of completion would you describe it?
In answering the summary review?
Correct.
I would say we were a good 75 to 80% complete.
Thank you.
Did Mr. Lynam or anyone from DCD, after we requested an extension of time, did they ever contact you or the club that you're aware of to determine how much material had indeed been put together?
No.
So there was no inquiry from the county as to how far along you are? You know, is there any, you know, what information are you hung up on to complete it? There was no communication like that at all from county staff?
No.
Towards the bottom of that first page, I believe that there's a, again, as Mr. Lynam reiterated a couple times in that very first page, that, again, your permit will expire unless or otherwise we do something. So was there anything conditional that that Mr. Lynam had that said that they would that it might be risky, that there's not a chance of getting an extension of time, or was that the actual offer that was put forward by Mr. Lynam and DCD?
He says here the 90-day response period expires on January 15th, 2017, and it says if you intend to apply for an extension of your expiration date, you must do so prior to January 15th, 2017. Otherwise, your permit application will expire.
So, in other words, you would take that if we don't apply for the extension of time, it would have expired.
Correct.
But in practicality, we applied for the extension of time, and it expired anyway, according to DCD.
Yes.
Number 11. Are you familiar with the document in front of you there?
Yes, I am.
It says that it is a response to extension request.
Correct.
And that was Mr. Lynam's response to the club?
Yes.
But again, there was no request from Mr. Lynam as to trying to find out exactly where we were in the process, how much extra time might be needed, just simply that he spoke with staff and they determined that we've had enough time and denied it.
That's my understanding from the letter, yes.
Okay, number 12. Do you recognize that document?
Yes, I do. This is... we submitted the reply to his review summary, even though that they had denied our application. We were getting ready to go back to court again, and we wanted on the record that we had complied, even though it was a couple weeks late.
With the after receiving the letter on the denial of extension of time, is that when the committee then determined to just start printing out all of the information that we had gathered at that time to get ready to submit either way?
Yes.
And does this box and the material inside represent that? Does the material in these binders represent the overwhelming bulk of that material that was then submitted at the same time that the response to his letter was submitted?
Yes.
Did the committee answer every one of Mr. Lynam's questions?
Yes, we did.
Did Did you answer them in general, or did you go through them in a more methodical fashion?
We went through them in a more methodical process.
Through that process, there were many items that Mr. Lynam had brought up in his review process that were there discussions amongst the committee members that some of the questions didn't make sense or shouldn't have applied to our range and facility?
The one that comes to mind the most is the caliber restriction, even though the county code does not address caliber restriction because we are under court order not to shoot above a 30 caliber. It was put in there that we needed to put that in our application. We referred him to the last paragraph of the county code that said that the permit does not supersede any court order or anything on that part. So we just said we don't feel we need to put that into our
and in fact sheets. Much of the with the club still in litigation in both what we've referred to as the Kitsap 1 and Kitsap 2 lawsuits.
Right.
Those issues are still up in the air from a court-ordered standpoint. Is that correct?
Yes, they are. They're all under appeal.
Do you know whether or not it's a fact that the Court of Appeals overturned a lower court judge because of our grandfathered status?
Yes, they did.
Did the committee note that there was a provision within the statute, within 1025, that referred to not taking away from the grandfathered rights of any organization?
Yes.
The other issue that if I recall right, that the committee had issue with, you brought up a little earlier, and that was also on the drawings that were submitted by Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club for the permit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What appeared to be Mr. Lynam's contention with those drawings?
He stated that they were copyrighted and we needed to get the permission of Mr. Becker, who was the surveyor on this, to use the drawings where we had clarified where our shooting lines and that type of thing were.
So Mr. Lynam claimed that they were copyrighted documents?
Correct.
To your knowledge, are they copyrighted documents?
No.
Was that information submitted to Mr. Lynam in
yes.
answer?
Yes.
I think that's it at this moment. We'd reserve our right to recall Ms. Butterton.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything from DCD with regard to this witness?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Allison, anything? Okay.
Absolutely. Ms. Butterton, whose responsibility is it to progress a permit, the county's or the applicant's?
Objection, Ms. Hearing Examiner. You'd stated earlier that Mr. Allison would be able to speak specifically to the issues or the extension of time. He has had his opportunity to speak. And had it been open and known that any member of the community could put their name on as an interested member and begin to ask questions of all the witnesses, I can't imagine that would be acceptable in any form. So I object to Mr. Allison intervening on the part of the county.
Anything to respond to that, Mr. Allison, or from the county?
I think the county's done a fairly thorough job, but the direction that the club is going is to try to retry all the past issues that have already been settled in court that relate to how we got here, not related to the direct question of whether or not the extension was appropriately denied by the county.
Okay. I'm going to allow some very limited cross-examination. Again, you are an intervener, so it's I do have the authority to limit your participation, but I will allow some very limited cross-examination. I believe that the first question that you asked was within the narrow scope of this appeal hearing, so I will allow you some leeway.
I certainly can. Whose responsibility is it to progress a permit application, the county's or the applicant's?
I think it's the responsibility of both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Butterton. Excellent.
Any further questions from this witness?
Not at this time, but again, noting that we'd like to reserve the recall.
Understood. Thank you, Ms. Butterworth. And do you have another, let me get a sense on how many more witnesses you plan on calling today.
We're hoping it's going to be very few, but our next witness is going to be Mr. Lynam himself.
Okay.
Can we take a short recess?
Yeah, we can take a 5-minute recess if